small bomb explodes near Washington, D.C. abortion clinic. Dairy farmers stage one-day strike for higher prices. Shuttle Atlantis brings John Blaha home from Mir. Good Wednesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. On this 24th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, there's been a security scare in downtown Washington. A small explosive device went off in the same block that houses a Planned Parenthood clinic. Barry Bagnato has the latest.
The small explosion got a big reaction from police and the FBI, who are jittery about abortion violence today. District of Columbia Police Chief Larry Soulsby says a suspect described as an Hispanic man was carrying a device one building away from the clinic.
Witnesses heard a pop. The male ran down the alley. He ran down to the Mayflower Hotel, where he dropped the pieces of the device he still had in his hand.
No injuries or damage have been reported. The Mayflower Hotel is the site of an abortion rights luncheon today. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton and Vice President Al Gore are to appear there. Police have been staking out city hospitals in case the suspect was injured. Officially, the explosion has not been linked to the abortion clinic. President Clinton, before boarding a helicopter for the start of a trip to Chicago, said any violent acts against abortion clinics are acts of terror.
They are illegal, they are wrong, and we will do our very best to investigate them, to catch who is doing it, and to make sure they're punished.
Anti-abortion demonstrators have gathered here for their annual march. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Many of the nation's dairy farmers are staging a one-day strike to protest falling milk prices. Darren Van Ruden is an organizer in Wisconsin.
If we'd have 100% participation in the state, it'd really have an impact on the supply of milk that's out there.
In Bloomer, Wisconsin, farmer Steve Seiberling spoke to us from the barn where he was tending 50 dairy cows.
They say there's only about a three-day supply of milk in this whole country. You know, I don't think the people in this country realize how fragile our food supply is. I wouldn't want the consumer to take for granted the people who are the origin of the chain of the food supply in this country. I don't think consumers would want our food coming in from, say, some third world country like our gas is coming right now, our oil.
Are a lot of dairy farmers in danger of failing?
It looks very bleak. If nothing else, Bill, I'd say they're tired of the roller coaster ride. One seed salesman came to my place here last week, and he said, I've been to 20 farms, and five of them have scheduled auctions.
Farmers blame the federal government and Kraft Foods for a nearly 25% drop in prices since September. 500 employees of a Paris bank have released the bank's governor and seven other executives held hostage for 6 days in a protest over job cuts. They're awaiting word from a mediator. Jurors in the O.J. Simpson civil trial are hearing final summations, as David Dow reports.
Attorney Daniel Petrocelli, representing the father of murder victim Ron Goldman, today will wrap up a closing argument laced with sarcasm and biting rhetorical questions. What kind of man, Petrocelli asked jurors, claims never to have lied about anything important and then lied about everything in this case? Petrocelli's answer to that and dozens of others' similar tone questions is O.J. Simpson, who has sat through the summation unflinching, often taking notes. Petrocelli will be followed by John Kelly, representing the estate of Nicole Brown Simpson, and Michael Brewer, who represents Goldman's mother. Then lead defense attorney Robert Baker will take over, trying to convince jurors that Simpson was a man on top of life in June 1994 with no reason to kill anybody. David Dell, CBS News, Santa Monica.
High school sweethearts Amy Grossberg and Brian Peterson, accused of killing their newborn son, are now under house arrest in Delaware after posting $300,000 bail. Sonny Grossberg is glad to have her daughter out of jail.
We're just all so excited to have her back and to be a family again. We've waited for this for so long.
The teens have surrendered their passports and will wear electronic monitors at their homes in New Jersey. Months before a woman cadet dropped out of the Citadel, her parents repeatedly told academy officials she was being harassed. That according to the New York Times, which says the parents' claim contradicts officials of the South Carolina Military Academy. Shuttle Atlantis landed at the Florida spaceport 45 minutes ago after making one extra orbit while the cloud cover burned off. It's the first time astronaut John Blaha has been on terra firma in 128 days.
Copy, we'll stop Atlantis. Welcome back after a super mission, and a special welcome back to John after his 4 months on Mir.
Roger, thank you very much.
Feels great to be back.
The NFL has been ordered to pay nearly $2 million in disability benefits to a former All-Star player who claims trainers helped turn him into an addict. KFMB reporter Kathy Chin has more from San Diego.
Walt Sweeney played for the NFL in the 60s and 70s, back when he says team trainers routinely gave players steroids, amphetamines, and painkillers. Sweeney says those drugs also got him hooked on marijuana and cocaine. Attorneys for the NFL player's retirement plan said Sweeney's addictions were not caused by his football injuries, but a federal judge disagreed and awarded him $1.8 million.
Not just for myself, but for, I mean, there's hundreds of guys out there that will be affected, and hopefully something will be done for them.
Sweeney says he'll accept responsibility for what happened if the NFL does the same. Kathy Chin for CBS News, San Diego.
The 105th Congress is trying to move beyond yesterday's House vote reprimanding the ethics of Speaker Newt Gingrich. More from Rob Armstrong.
The Speaker's ethics case has been a political flashpoint for weeks, but within hours of the vote, the atmosphere cooled. Gingrich's chief accuser, David Bonnier of Michigan, says it's time to move on.
I, for one, look forward to getting back to the business that I have tried to focus in on my entire legislative career, and that is bringing dignity and justice to the working men and women of America.
Some members worry about the long-term impact. Republican John Kasich of Ohio.
We are now making the threshold for getting into politics and public service so high. We've already lost good people who would like to participate, and we're raising the bar even higher.
The Gingrich case has troubled the House. Some members worry privately that it has so poisoned the atmosphere that bitter feelings will cause gridlock. Others are more concerned about the image of the House itself and wonder how long it will take for the institution to recover. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Last night's tearjerker CBS TV movie, A Child's Wish, about a girl's dying wish to meet the president, featured a novice actor who knows how to feel others' pain.
Mr. President, I didn't expect you to come.
I wouldn't have missed it. I understand you haven't been feeling too well.
Well, no, but I'm feeling a lot better right now.
You know, Missy, I've had all kinds of people in this room. I've had prime ministers, presidents, even kings. But I've never been more pleased to receive anyone than you. I'm glad you came.
President Clinton filmed that scene in May. WTOP Radio in Washington now reports the Hispanic male described as a suspect in the bombing near an abortion clinic this morning was actually an innocent bystander who works at the Mayflower Hotel. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the two most recorded songs ever are The Beatles' Yesterday and this one. It was written by Irwin Jesse Levine, who has died of kidney failure in Livingston, New Jersey. He was 58. He also wrote Knock Three Times, Candida, and Say Has Anybody Seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down now 54.27. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, January 22nd, 1997. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.